Michael Graham, afternoons 3 to 7. Jim and Marjorie, now.
7:46 in the morning at 8 o'clock. John Carroll, our media guru, is going to go with us. The best and the worst of last night's debate. If you missed it, and the best and the worst of the campaign ads, the Super PAC ads from down there in Florida. Phantom Gourmet, a preview of David Andelman's State of the Plate address, and we're going to talk about the etiquette and the best and the worst of the all-you-can-eat kinds of places. And at 9:30, we have a quiz. Hank's one of the participants, and Aaron Smith, who started this whole ball rolling with this unbelievably great piece about an errant email from the head of the Rose Kennedy Greenway. She's going to be with us. We can't wait to hear the story. Our number is six. Oh, we're not calling right now. We'll give you our number a little later. Joining us on the phone from New Hampshire would be Carl from New Hampshire with the Boston Weekend Preview. Good morning, Carl.
Wow.
Exactly. What is that about?
Hey, you were talking earlier about that hotel you stayed at when you were in Manchester.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, that used to be a meat processing plant.
Well, I got news for you. You know who was staying in the next room?
Who?
Elsie the cow. Let me tell you, this was the
I'm not surprised. You know, they have to call the dogs because the manager got caught manhandling a pork loin.
Okay, fine. Fine. Not like you haven't done that. Okay, Carl, what are the highlights in Boston? This is Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning.
All right, just what? And I've had a couple drinks.
Okay, fine.
That's good.
Okay. Jim, you are going to love this. Saturday night, Paradise Rock Club.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Well, Bruce Springsteen tribute band.
Tomorrow
here's
night.
The deal. Yeah, tomorrow night. Here's the deal. They're here for a reason. Tomorrow, tickets go on sale for Bruce Springsteen's March 26th concert at TD Garden.
Yes.
The Wrecking Ball Tour.
Yeah, I know. By the way, don't tell people what time they go on sale. I know what time they go on sale online. Do not tell them. Don't give anybody any help tickets.
What's the Wrecking Ball
That's
Tour?
That's the name of his new CD, and that's what the tour is called. Again, it's March 26th, but tomorrow,
Saturday,
the tickets go on sale.
It's named after the president. Did you know a little piece of Paradise trivia? Paradise Club trivia?
No, we have no idea.
They are the first club that U2 played at in America. First place that U2 played at.
That's pretty good, actually. We heard you. You said it twice.
Is the Wrecking Ball any good, the CD?
I've only heard one song, and it's great. It's really, I bet, you know, I mean, it's great. If you heard the CD, you have no idea, right, Carl?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
I didn't think so. What else you got?
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, he's great.
The Wang Theater.
Wow.
His greatest achievement is still Halle Berry, as far as I'm concerned. That's his single greatest hit, as far as I'm concerned.
Where's that, the Wang, you said?
The Wang Theater, yeah.
Is the guy still running the Wang who took, it's a non-profit, took like $2 million in salary while they're closing down? Yeah, while they're closing down part of their operation? Okay, in any case, check that out. Let us know next week. What else, Carl?
Okay, this will be our last time we mention the Wang Theater.
Maybe. Go ahead.
Superior Donuts.
Huh?
Superior Donuts. Don't you love Superior Donuts?
I do. I like Dunkin' Donuts.
What is Superior Donuts?
It's not a bakery, unfortunately. I got excited when saw this. It's a play at the Lyric Stage. Tracy Letts' latest Broadway play about race relations on Chicago's North Side. It's a nice story of a Polish guy who befriends an African-American apprentice that works for him. Oh. And, you know, there's another Polish guy from Chicago who's making new friends from different races.
Who's that?
Ron Blagojevich.
Yeah,
Governor's in the can.
Yeah, he got a big sentence,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, huge, like 18, yeah. 18
you know
what? Years.
I hope he didn't land in a joint with his ventriloquist doing hard time.
Now, before you continue the next one, when you say things like, and they slip off your tongue, Tracy Lett's latest Broadway play, tell us who Tracy Lett is, who it's his or her. First of all, is it a man or a woman?
Well, let me tell you something right now. I will not demean the great Tracy Letts. If you don't know who Tracy Letts is, then I'm not going to qualify.
Is Tracy Letts a man or a woman?
I'm judging by the spelling that it's a woman.
Okay, fine. What else do you have, Carl, from New Hampshire?
Nice try.
Okay.
Mark Maron at the Wilbur Theater.
Wow. Who's he?
Yeah. He's a stand-up comedian and the host of the WTF podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty funny guy.
Is he really decent or not? I've heard of it. I've never heard him.
I've never heard him, but I'm going to go on a limb and say he's a pretty funny guy.
Great. We love the Wilbur Theater, so it's at the Wilbur Theater.
Well, you know what? If you don't like Mark Maron and Colin Quinn, is at the Wilbur Sunday night.
Who's he?
Come on, Marjorie.
He's Tracy Letts' half-brother, right? You know, by the way, instead of printing the press releases, maybe you do a little research before you call in?
Yeah, well, the emphasis would be on little.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
People wonder why I drink before I do this.
I understand. What else you got that you know nothing about? Go ahead.
Big Head Todd and the Monsters at the House of Blues tomorrow night performing their midnight radio show in its entirety.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I've heard that Big Head Todd is suing Newt Gingrich for trademark infringement. Well, because Newt's head is actually twice the size of Todd's head.
Yeah, it is huge. I was looking at it last night. I thought Governor Mitt Romney had a different hairdo, too. It was a little spiky looking.
I'm so glad you said that. It did have a little perky little look.
Yeah, and you get the spikes going, and Newt doesn't look well standing next to
really
Governor
doesn't.
Romney.
He really doesn't. He almost should have a blimp pilot's license to be carrying that thing around on his shoulder.
Yeah. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney had not only spiky hair last night, did you see the nose ring he had? I mean, he's got a whole new look. To try to appeal to a young, whatever.
He did.
It's about time.
Okay,
just
fine.
And he had his tattoo.
Did you end up, by the way, you told us, who'd you end up voting for? Like, who'd you vote for again?
In the primary?
Yeah.
I wrote in a name.
Yeah, who was it? You told us. Who was it?
Tracy Letts. Yeah, I wrote in Tracy Letts.
God.
What else?
I'm sure she'd be fine.
Or he would be fine, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, he would be fine. How about the Hub Grub Crawl?
Huh?
What's that?
Well, it sounds like drunk people crawling around looking for grubs. I mean, that's what it would be up here in New Hampshire. You know, grub. But this actually sounds pretty fun. The Hub Grub Crawl starts at the Boston Harbor Hotel tomorrow night. This is the first kind of walk along the newly dubbed Wharf District along the Rose Kennedy Parkway.
No. Yeah. Is that true?
So it's a progressive meal. You try a bunch of food from different places. The first stop is at a restaurant called Blue Ink, and that was just opened by Hell's Kitchen semifinalist Jason Santos.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's a big kind of eat-a-thon thing.
I love those kind of things.
You walk around and eat things.
Yeah, but you go to different things.
It's going to be kind of cold out tomorrow, isn't it?
You know, when you say things like that, just walk around and eat things, it kind of diminishes my weekend preview.
It does.
I'm sorry.
By the way, speaking of diminishing,
I'm out of my way to make this sound glamorous, and then you say, you know, walk around and eat things.
Speaking of diminishing your weekend preview, Tracy Letts is not a woman. I just looked up Tracy Letts. It took me 2 seconds. He's a man. You're making it up. He is a Pulitzer Prize winning, his famous play. You know which play he won the Pulitzer Prize for, don't you?
I have no idea.
What was the name of it?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
This is pathetic. Now, Carl, one last question for you before we're asking if you're performing or whatever it is.
Sure.
Speaking of Springsteen and tickets going on sale tomorrow, I don't think I've ever asked you this. Are you a Springsteen fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big.
And you know, it is politics. I mean, Carl's a right-wing nut, for those who don't know.
I know it's politics. Yeah, no, it's politics. Don't bother me. I could recite every lyric from most of his albums. And by the way, Paradise Rock Club, I saw Springsteen there way back in the early 70s, just before Born to Run came out.
Is that true?
I am not kidding.
That's not where John Landau wrote the famous I've Seen the Future of Rock and Roll when he saw...
Carl was there.
Was that
the historic moment?
Wasn't that concert, was it?
I don't know. It was right after Greetings from Asbury Park came out, and we saw him at the Paradise.
Probably was. Probably was when John Landau wrote that.
You knew then that the guy was just going to be huge. It was like nothing I'd ever seen.
No way he was there. Now, Carl, what do
you think? You know, when you were away, we had the guy from the Summer Shack in the...
I was here for that.
You were? Jasper White?
Yeah.
You talked about how Springsteen was practicing like 6 hours a day.
They went to high school together.
Yeah.
He said, what's it?
Jasper White.
Jasper White said that he saw Springsteen...
In high school.
Like 100 times before anyone ever heard of him.
Because he was playing at high school dances.
In Jersey, I know.
Yeah, but it just goes to show, 6 hours a day.
They used to play clubs all over the place, working band.
Sure, with Tracy Letts, I think, if I recall correctly. Now, both of them, him and her. Now, Carl, you performing anywhere this weekend or what?
Oh, by the way, I need to recall that flower order I sent to Tracy right after I get off the phone with you guys.
Oops.
What do you got?
Fodie's Tavern in Nashua tomorrow night. Next Wednesday, I'm at some place that has the word rhino in the name in Newport, Rhode Island.
Wow.
That's all I know about that. And, yeah.
Okay, so where are you again tomorrow? Tell us one more time.
Fodies, F-O-D-Y-S Tavern in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Good for you. What
Terrific.
Time are you performing? Have any idea?
I have no idea.
Okay, fine. We'll look forward to it. Carl from New Hampshire, go check him out tomorrow, and you'll check him out with us.
Thank you, Carl. As always, spectacular.
Goodbye, Carl. Wasn't that good?
It was spectacular.
Carl, it was not.
It was spectacular every week.
Thank you, Carl. Good talking to you. What's coming up?
Jim.